It was over 100 degrees in Hutchinson, Kansas today. And if you want to get out of the heat there, you can take a trip underground, 650 feet below the city. There's a commercial storage facility that's built into a salt formation. The site was originally a mine, and the people who work there ride up and down in a new freight elevator. Chris Eden is one of those people, and when he heard our call for sound clips from listeners' lives, he responded and offered to take us for a ride deep underground.
When the door first shuts, it's already dark inside the elevator. You hear this buzzer, this beeping sound that goes off for several seconds to warn everyone that the elevator is about to move. But as it starts to slowly creep, and it starts off slow, light fades away. You realize that it's complete blackness, and you're going into the depths of the earth to a place that hasn't been open to humanity or any other life form for millions of years. It wasn't until about 100 years ago, not even that, that space was opened up. As you're coming down, you hear the rattle of the doors. The vibration is actually not very harsh, but the doors respond to it, and the doors, the steel-on-steel rattling, it's loud. So you're going down for the better part of a minute in complete blackness. And then you can start to see some light. You start to see some hints of light through these little small windows that are the size of a baseball card. Or through the cracks in the door, you can start to see some light underground. It's fake light, it's fluorescent light. And you start to hear the beeps, the warning to the people below that you're coming. And it announces your presence. And when you finally do get down underground and they open the gate and they let people off or they bring the material off, you're thankful that you're there.
That's Chris Eden taking us on a ride down to underground vaults and storage and the Kansas Underground Salt Museum. If your work or home offers a distinctive sound, let us know about it at npr.org/soundclips.